We welcome Dave to the show this morning. David, thanks for getting up early and giving us a few minutes of your time.
Hey, John, I really appreciate you having an interest in us down here. And, we're having a good year, having a fun year, and we got some really good kids down at Connellsville.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's easy to get lost in what's going on with North Allegheny, Upper St. Clair, Woodland Hills, all the big schools that are close to the city. And I as I've been doing the show this year, I've done my very best, and Matt Popchak, my producer, we've done our very best to try to highlight schools outside the area as well. And last week we were just kind of talking about it, and I thought this would be a good week to have you come on and discuss what was going on, since mostly everything had been settled last night. Can you talk a little bit about when you took the job? And I would imagine it was probably somewhere around first of the year. What was your strategy? I mean, what were you think? I mean, were you thinking playoffs in your first year, or were you just thinking, yeah, how do I turn this around?
Well, I got involved in a job around Christmas time, and I went down there and I met the athletic director, Jim Lembo, and within spending a couple hours with that guy, I knew there was a lot of things in place there that they wanted to change and get going back in the direction. But, the other thing I knew is over the last 3 or 5 years, they were 3-42 and outscored 1,641 to 320. So there were some things there with the history and the tradition and Mr. Lembo that made it appealing, and then there were some things there that said, whoa, kind of what you're getting yourself into. But the more I got involved and the more I met people, and when they offered me the job, I started February 21st, and we kind of hit the ground running and got our off-season program going as best as we could in the weight room. And, things had just started to fall into place, and we knew we needed to change the culture, and we knew there was a rich history and tradition there. So we just kind of planned on getting our off-season program going, getting with the kids. And we kind of broke that down into three parts, with off season, summer, and then getting into the season. And so far, our kids, I give them a lot of credit. They really have stepped up. The administration has stepped up and has done everything they said they're going to do for us to be successful. So I think it's been a collective team effort to get to where we're at.
Well, I think it's great. And, part of that effort, I think, is the community rallying around you as well, I would think, getting some support from those people. How has the community embraced everything this past year?
Well, you mentioned it. There was a rich history of football down there. And they're excited again. You go downtown and you're out and about, and everybody is back to wearing blue and white and proud to wear Connellsville football things again. So, that's probably been one of the coolest things about what's gone on the last couple months with us winning some football games is people are back in the stadium and there's a real excitement in our school and in our community and that's a good thing.
We're talking with Dave McDonald, the head coach of the Connellsville Falcons. Connellsville back in the WPIL playoffs. As I had mentioned, a championship in 1991, the lone WPIL quad A championship for the Connellsville Falcons. I remember that team, very big, physical team. I don't know if you have the size as that team did 20 years ago. Who are some of the kids that are getting it done for you this year? And, can you talk a little bit about some of them and the effort that they've put in this year?
Sure, absolutely. We have a good core senior group. One of our captains is Nick Pitchman, is an offensive lineman, bigger, sturdier kid, doing very well for us on the offensive and defensive line. Seth Kozak is our fullback and middle linebacker. He got hurt last night, and we're going to find out on Monday kind of what his status is, but has stepped up into a leadership role and done some great things for us. And then we got a couple other kids, and Nico Comsa and Zach Cooper. And Zach is just under 1,000 yards rushing for the season. And we've had some young guys. I think, you know, we beat Hemphill and qualified for the playoffs. One of the things that I'll remember about this season is I walked in the locker room and, you know, it was very emotional because what these, you know, our seniors had won one game in their entire career, and now they know they're going to the playoffs. And we had seniors and hugging sophomores, and there was a lot of emotion. And, you know, there was just a real good team chemistry in the locker room. So, you know, we've had some young guys step up in our – we have a sophomore quarterback and you know, some older guys that have stepped into leadership roles and have just done a real nice job.
Now as I look at this, of course, being a four seed, you probably won't, you know, you'll have to probably take on either a North Allegheny or a Central Catholic based on where you end up being seated when it all comes right down to it. What do you want to take away from? I mean, obviously you want to win the football game. It's going to be a tall test no matter what, who you end up with. But, you know, what do you want the kids to take away from next Friday's playoff game? Assuming, you know, you're getting probably a Central Catholic or a North Allegheny. You know, obviously winning is the objective, but what do you hope to teach them and hope they learn from the experience?
Well, I think they understand now the process that is needed to get to this point. You know, and we've got, you know, we're in the tournament, and, you know, anything can happen once you're in the tournament. And that's what I told them after the game last night. And, you know, we've approached every week this week or this season, every year, every week just to get better, practice by practice. Come and do your job. Let's work hard every day. And, you know, when we play on Friday night, play to the best of your ability. And if we play to the best of our ability on Friday night and we come back in the locker room and you say you did that, you know, then we're fine with the result. So, you know, we're not going to change much. You know, yes, our early Christmas present is going to be one of those great teams, but, you know, we're going to show up, we're going to play hard and you know, enjoy the experience and just see what happens come Friday night.
Well, Dave, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time. Again, it's a great story, you know, and again, as somebody who's, you know, been around the, you know, Whippoorwill football for, you know, 25 years, I've seen some, you know, I've seen the good times at Connellsville, seen some bad times, but what you've done is remarkable, and congratulations. I know it's just one step in the process. You know, you've got a playoff game to prepare for, and then, of course, you know, taking those underclassmen and getting them ready for next year. I know that that's something that you're looking forward to. Congratulations, and best of luck next week with whoever you draw, and maybe I'll see you Monday night here at the Radisson for the playoff pairings.
Yeah, hey, thanks, John. I really appreciate you having interest in our kids in Connellsville.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what the show's all about. David, congratulations and good luck next week. That's Dave McDonald, head football coach at Connellsville.